1240 AM WSBC. Yeah. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by Fox's Beverly Pizza, the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and in Bridgeport here in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah.
Guinness Irish Stout.
Delicious.
And Flood Brothers Disposal.
Yep. Awesome, delicious.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left is my twin brother, Billy. Billy?
I'm tired.
Hi, Bill. And to the left of him and back this week, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hello.
Raise your pint glasses.
What's up?
Raise them. St. Patrick's Day's over. We're taping here day afterwards on the 18th. Or no, actually... What is this?
It's the
18th.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
All right.
I know.
I'm thinking too much now. But yes, it's behind me. What a scramble of a week it was. A lot of fun. Clay, you were missed last week.
I was. I had a little thing with my daughter. She had a bad cough right before I was about to leave, actually, to come to the show. We put her in bed.
Yeah.
She started kind of coughing and couldn't stop. And she's got asthma, so I was like, oh, geez.
Somebody's got to watch her all night.
Had to give her the inhaler. And
sure.
You know.
Totally understandable.
She's good, though.
Well, you were missed, and Bill and I told some lovely tales of Salvation Army
hunting.
I heard you
guys were prancing around the Salvation Army like Vernon and Shirley.
Sure.
We were, and I've had the itch to go back, but I haven't been yet. Bill, we had a lovely week. There was a big write-up that came out on Wednesday, or was that Wednesday?
Tuesday.
It came out Tuesday. Rick Hogan put a nice piece out about Hibernian Media in the paper for the Chicago Tribune.
Yes.
Wrote a nice piece on the two shows that we do. And
I got some text from that.
Clay, your name was in the article.
It was nice to be in the paper and not in the criminal section.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's
always
a good thing.
So that was nice. You got a little, you know, press there, and we went and took that picture at Cork and Kerry. I didn't know what to expect with that when that article was coming out.
Right.
Rick Hogan's been so nice to Hibernian Media over the years. So, you know, typically he it's almost been a go-to for him lately, probably with a lot of pressure from my dad, too, because they're old friends. You know, he's like, Rick, do a piece for us.
Do me a salad, bro.
Yeah.
But anyway, Rick's always been wonderful about promoting our events and the things that we do. So thanks to him. But I didn't know what he was going to write about this time around, because my dad was like, oh, yeah, they want you guys to be in the picture. Typically, Bill and I, or you, Clay, like, we're kind of, you know, it's usually the Mike Houlihan show because of Hibernian Media. He is the chairman, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
He's got all these great projects going and that we assist on, and then we have the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour, which deviates far differently from
the
other...
We're a subsidiary.
Yes. Well, our show is aimed at a different sort of crowd than, I guess, what my dad's show is, or it's a different flavor, maybe.
It's a different flavor.
Spicy.
Yeah.
A little spicier.
Salty.
A little spicier, maybe a little more dangerous sometimes.
It's like
risque.
Jerk chicken.
Yeah. The show's like, it's like Irish jerk chicken. That's how I would describe it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what to expect, and then Rick sent us out to take this picture in front of the Cork and Kerry. He was like, oh, go out and take a picture at the Cork and Kerry. One thing they did
it's a nice picture.
Yeah, because we do, the Cork is a sponsor, obviously, the show, my dad does tape his radio show, HibernianRadio.org, does do their show there.
Right, right.
And that's the show that's dedicated to first responders and firemen. But our show is not hubbed out of there, you know. So that was like the one error in the piece, right, that Rick wrote. We do it here
at a
radio studio here on Milwaukee Avenue in Albany Park.
I was surprised you didn't wear your Hustler T-shirt.
12:40 a.m. What?
Yeah. Oh, for the picture?
Surprised you didn't wear your Hustler T-shirt.
Oh, that would have looked wonderful, wouldn't it?
Newspaper T-shirt.
That would have been...
Newspaper picture.
Well, you know, maybe something more provocative next time will elicit a higher response.
You got tank tops,
right,
now.
Why are you wearing the Hustler shirt, Pat? I need downloads.
Because the Newport tank was in the wash.
Right. Well, when people see this in the paper and my affinity for Hustler and Mr. Flint, we're going to get some subscribers. Guarantee it.
Yeah. I would love if you had one.
No, I haven't gotten that bold yet, so maybe I'll wear the Hustler T-shirt next time, Clay.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to have you back.
Right? Sure, yeah.
Right back into the swing of things.
Yeah.
But we went out and took the picture.
Yep.
We had the big Irish flag behind us and the Chicago flag, kind of draped ourselves in that. And I thought when we first did that, I was like, oh, this is kind of pimpy. I don't know if we should do this. But it turned out pretty awesome.
Well, the flag was to symbolize, the Chicago flag was to symbolize the story of the movie of the Weeping Jim Kearns.
Which the story in the Tribune focuses on.
Yeah. That's about the Chicago flag. You can read all about that at Hibernian.org as well.
The origin of it.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's why the flags were in the picture.
But anyway, that kicked off our St. Patrick's Day week to have that article come out. It was right. We have a birthday.
Well, I'd say Saturday kicked it off for us because we went down to the Cork and Kerry in Bridgeport to the Emerald Society's party.
Yeah, how old are you now?
We did. I'm 41 years old, but I'm 40 in COVID years because we right. don't count the COVID year.
Yeah. Telling everybody that.
I tell everyone that. We sat a year inside. We didn't live. That doesn't count. Mm-hmm. Subtract COVID year.
Plus, you found the fountain of youth.
I did at Planet Fitness.
Yeah, I had something weird happen to me today that's never happened to me before.
Yes?
A grown man.
Okay.
Sent a shirtless picture of himself uh-huh. to my phone.
Yeah.
And guess who that grown man was?
He's sitting right to the right of me.
It was Pat Hulahan.
Yeah. All right. Well,
shaved.
Yeah, not totally shaved.
Not lubed, thank God.
No, not lubed or shaved, but...
That's next. The bodybuilding competition.
Oh, the baby oil and the Speedo. Yeah, check out my thighs.
If he's doing tank tops in the gym, and now he's sending selfies shirtless, the body oil is only thing that's next.
Let me just rewind for a moment.
Uh-huh.
For those listeners, our loyal listeners out there, they all know that I'm ectomorphing.
right.
And
explain that.
Well, it's when you are a very tall, scrawny loser.
Yeah.
And you decide to get your life in order and you start doing push-ups and hitting the bench press and hire a trainer. And
it's called the midlife crisis.
And you eat the macros that you need.
Right.
You can get ripped.
And turn into Channing Tatum.
You can turn into Tanning Tatum or Channing Tatum. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing, listeners. I've been going to the gym a lot.
Yeah.
And we
know.
I said that I wanted to sort of change my physique and do that. I've never been in shape before. I was like, I want to get in better shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, try it out.
Yeah. Try it out, you know. Unbeknownst to me, my trainer, Sean Mallers, he asked me for like a progress photo every week. Or right. every like 3 weeks, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I do have to go, you know, I was at the gym and I'm in the room, and I just took a shot of myself in the mirror. You know, all right. Yeah, there you go.
Do you wait until people leave the locker room?
Absolutely.
For this?
No, I'm not doing. I'm not doing shirtless selfies at Planet Fitness with other guys walking around.
You should
in
ask
the
someone
locker
to
room.
Take a picture of you. Hey, can you take a progress photo of me?
Hey, Jamal, can you get the picture of me over here?
That's not terribly. How did you know that the attendant's name is Jamal?
Because I work out there, dude.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
he knows Jamal.
I was like, what? Yeah. No, that would be odd. Although I'm sure they would.
Actually,
oblige.
No, I just guessed that. I did not know his name was Jamal. I do now, though.
Yeah, it's true. He's a good guy.
wow, I should have played the lottery tonight.
Real tight with Jamal.
The fact that I could guess the attendant's name was Jamal at a Planet Fitness, I should. I mean, what are the odds of that?
It's pretty good.
I can do that, but I can't win Lucky Day. Come on, whatever.
They had the name guessing.
You had a premonition, Bill.
Yeah.
Anyway, that would be odd to ask a locker room attendant to take a picture of you.
But
or anybody else there, really. You know?
Sure, it's been done.
Oh, I'm sure it's done all the time by very narcissistic freaks.
Your trainer
know?
Was so impressed by your progress photo that he posted it to his website.
His Instagram
and
stories.
And you froze that shot, and you decided it to fire it my way.
I did.
And mine.
Yeah, I was trying to show you guys.
And I stared at it and thought to myself... He's a barbed wire tattoo away from losing his mind.
Yeah.
Slowly happening.
You're going to be driving a Fiero next week.
I hope so. My wife sent me a text message out of the blue today of that picture, you know? And I was like, wait, what? And she's like, oh.
It is impressive.
She posted it on, he posted it on Facebook.
Wow.
And
I kid.
I was like, oh, no way. But part of me was like, yeah, post that more.
Oh, wow.
Send that to everyone I know.
Shout out to client at Patty Hulahan on his lean bulk success this far, ! And then a little side-by-side photo of myself. 9 weeks down, up 7 pounds. Visible definition.
Well, there you go. My guy that I work with.
I'm a poster boy. I'm a fitness poster boy.
Well, I don't know if everybody...
I've always wanted to be one.
I don't know if everybody feels that way. I was standing next to... my buddy at work, PT Bartolo, who I work with every day.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, you know how I was telling you how my brother's working out like crazy? He goes, yeah. I go, here, look. And he goes, that's disgusting. So the words out of his mouth when he saw that picture.
So you made, no, you're.
God, not everybody thinks it's great.
You're on the same level of fame as David from Clear Choice now.
Getting there.
Yeah, man.
You've reached that echelon.
Getting there.
You guys should double team.
Start doing infomercials pretty soon, huh?
You guys should have your own TV show together.
Well, I'm glad
Cap show.
I'm glad that made you very happy.
If
today.
David, if myself and David from Clear Choice played my homicide detective partner in a Chicago-based police show,
it'd be unbelievable.
Big hit. Okay. I'm calling him on the phone. I'm at the gym shirtless on the bench press. I'm like, David, when you get off the blackjack tables, pick up my gun at the house. My ma will have it in the mailbox for you. And then swing by here. We got to go solve some crimes.
The Gorgeous and Ecto show.
Yeah, the Gorgeous and Ecto show? The Gorgeous and Ecto
hour.
Gorgeous
and Ecto.
Gorgeous and Ecto, PD.
Gorgeous and Ecto, Chicago PD.
Takes place in 1981.
Absolutely. Hey, Gorgeous, where you been? Ecto. How are you?
Let me see those teeth.
Right.
You've been brushing? You've been
benching? Let me see that six-pack.
Ecto, show me your teeth. Gorgeous, show me your pecs.
What have you two been doing? Brushing and benching all day? We got a homicide down the street.
You guys don't drive a regular police car. You got like a Corvette.
Oh, absolutely. Gorgeous and Ecto.
It says Ecto on it.
And every week.
It's been done at Ghostbusters. Ecto-1.
You know what? I watched it today.
Did you really?
Yeah, with my kids.
That's a wonderful film to show the children. Mm-hmm. We did take the picture at the Cork and Carry.
Right.
And it worked out great. And then we went there last night we had our party there, little Hibernian Media St. Paddy's Day party. And it was wonderful.
Yes.
This show is sponsored by Cork and Carry. More after these.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Carry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Carry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Carry.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hang in there! We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolies. Stay tuned!
Flip
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Oh, yes. Welcome back to Ectomorph Hour. My name's Patty Houlihan.
Yeah.
Tell you about my experience at Planet Fitness.
Hey, Jamal. Yes, I'll be in the locker room taking pictures.
Jamal, can you put in a vitamin water on my account?
Sure. Hey, Jamal, 7 minutes in the bed. Will you? Okay, put it down.
Jamal, can I borrow you first, Zach? Can you take a couple photos of me?
Can I have a rag to wipe the machine down and the triangular lateral handles?
Can you take a Polaroid of my thigh muscle real quick?
Right. I need to send this to my trainer. If you didn't know, I'm a poster boy. A fitness poster boy.
Yeah. I'm getting you a tank top that says poster boy on it.
Absolutely. I'll wear it everywhere.
Wear it to Planet Fitness, poster boy.
If you just started saying that to people,
they would believe you.
Actually, what do you do for a living?
I'm a poster boy.
For what?
Wouldn't you like to know?
For posters.
For posters.
You should get a t-shirt made. So that picture came out today?
Yeah.
So you should get a t-shirt like Austin, you know, whatever, 316. Yours would be Austin. Yours would be Poster Boy 318.
the Book of Poster Boy.
Poster Boy 318.
The Gospel According to Poster Boy.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Bill. That's one of the oddest. You should be like 318 or 345 or 462. Or what about 1020, poster boy shirt?
Nice. Sure.
Southern think tank over here.
Southern biblical WWE fan.
Southern biblical t-shirt think tank. It should be like 15 semicolon 45 poster boy.
Yeah.
It's the Bible of fitness.
That's right.
That's good, Bill. Thank you. That was Right Said Fred that took us in.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The little
big
bumper
hit.
There. Remember
big
them?
Hit. Yeah,
they were twin brothers that were bald and ripped.
Yes, they were.
Where were they from? Right Germany? Fred.
They were somewhere like that.
I thought they were British, right?
They're,
Said
yeah,
Fred.
They're British.
No.
What
no,
movie
no.
was that in? Was that a Pauly Shore movie?
Yes, it was an Encino Man.
Yes, it was.
One of the finest films of Brendan Fraser, Sean Astin, and Pauly Shore's
That's
career.
Your goal. Your goal is to be Right Said Fred. They're English?
Yes. Right. That's what I thought so.
That's not good.
Well, of course they're English.
When was the last time you saw Encino Man?
Years.
Yeah, I might have to revisit that. Stop wheezing the juice, right?
I should show it to my kids.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's not too raunchy, is it?
No, I don't think it does get too raunchy. Maybe right, a little bit here and there.
Wait a second. We're not talking about Encino Man, no? Talk about just going down a wormhole. Yeah, Right Said Fred. Oh, yeah, and we can talk about Encino Man
Bill,
now.
Bill was just
the clerk at the movie store, and I was asking him about Encino Man. Me and Bill just had a conversation from 1985.
You absolutely did.
No, what year did the movie come out? 90?
There was a famous line where a guy went, shush!
Yeah, we've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah, it's a 1992 American comedy film.
Most people like movie quotes from, like, It's a Wonderful Life. Bill likes shush from Encino Man.
I like it, yeah.
It's a great meme. I knew what a meme was. It's a meme before memes.
I'm going to make a meme out of your shirtless picture.
Oh,
I can make 1,000 memes.
Please
out of that.
Do. One of the things about the whole experience, like
poster boy.
The whole, yeah, the poster boy bit kills me because it reminded me of, did you ever watch Chris Elliott in Get a Life, the old
yes.
sitcom?
All
right. Of course.
Mm-hmm. There's an episode that I read the episode, the screen, the teleplay for this in when I was learning to be a screenwriter at Columbia, mm-hmm. right? I would read old comedy scripts, and the name of this script was called The Prettiest Week of My Life, all right? Mm-hmm. It's written by a guy named Adam Rusnick, but it ended up because there was a bit in it called Handsome Boy Modeling School, which evolved actually into like a hip hop group doing a bunch of sampling, a bunch of things from the episode,
nice.
And a band. Yeah. But I revisited it today, and it's all about Chris Elliott goes to a school called Handsome Boy Modeling School, and then he gets one of his first modeling gigs, and they wanted to go topless, and he's absolutely mortified at the end.
Uh-huh.
But the whole, that's how I always used to feel, right? Like, I gotta take my shirt off.
Have you taken your shirt off at the gym yet? Like
no.
On your way to the locker room?
Well,
you like rip it off from the back, pull it over your head, and be like, ah!
That dude.
Yeah.
I hate that dude.
Not that guy, yeah.
That dude always gets into like a yellow Camaro.
Yeah.
28. Jesus. He is that crazy.
But the whole bit reminded me of, you know, I'm a poster boy. It was, there's something very Chris Elliott.
I'm a poster boy.
Absolutely. What do you do for a living, sir?
Poster boy. I'm a poster boy. Can't you tell?
Yeah.
Look at the veins in my arms.
So that's been the entertainment. I had a birthday,
turned
41 on March 15th. But I guess we've said that the COVID year doesn't count this year.
That's what I'm telling everybody.
I went and celebrated. I did go to the gym that day, and then right after the gym, I actually went over to the Golden Steer and got
a big steak,
the ribs dinner for the family.
Ooh.
To go.
Nice.
Outstanding.
How nice. Was it?
You get like two full slabs of ribs and then like 10 barbecue chicken breasts and salads and bread.
Right.
$65.
You know, I celebrated my dinner
steal.
As well.
Yo, what'd you do?
I went to a different Greek establishment where the result wasn't as good.
Oh, Billy with a bad review.
Yes.
Billy Bad Yelper.
Well, you know.
Yeah, Billy Bad Yelper.
In the future, we'll have a guest on. His name is Smirky. And he will be visiting some establishments for us and giving us some reviews about it.
Okay.
He's kind of a very cynical middle-aged Jewish man.
Okay, nice.
And he's got some anger behind him, but he's also very intellectual at the same time.
Sure.
So,
how does he like his steak?
We'll have to ask Ms. Smirky when he comes on.
So this is who you ate with at the place?
I had dinner with Smirky.
Okay.
And he invited me out for my birthday, and I thought, what a great way to spend your birthday with a restaurant critic, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was like, wow, you know, this is going to be cool.
But he
Smirky
really
had never, well, I picked the establishment. Smirky had never been there,
right.
And he was just being very kind, and he got there a few minutes before I did.
As all food critics do.
Yes, and they were bad, and they weren't smart enough to. They sat the food critic right next to the kitchen, which is never a good idea.
Oh. I'm sure they weren't alerted that Smirky was a
no.
Legit
I don't
food
think
critic.
I didn't think was they knew
on?
That Smirky
was.
A,
was he reviewing, or was he just there for fun?
He was there for fun with me, and then you know it evolved into. Yes,
he
morphed into Smirky, and it was
not ectomorphed.
No, he ectomorphed a different way into a mad restaurant reviewer. But he gets a lot of things wrong all the time. Mm. We'll have him on in the future, and he'll talk about maybe he'll do a review for us.
Sure,
he might even review you know what happened with us and go into that.
Okay.
But yeah, we went and you know made the mistake of ordering oysters and clams.
Yikes.
At a that was our appetizer with a little chicken liver pate.
Okay.
No. Thank
Fancy.
You.
Coming out of that huge ocean in Melrose Park.
Yeah. It didn't work out very well.
Yeah.
We had to leave in the middle of dinner because we overheard people in the kitchen talking smack about us.
Oh, what?
That we had complained about the clams that we ate. and that we felt there
did
were
did you
little,
eat them or did you just try one and go, this
one,
is no good?
I had one. He had one. And we were both like, he's like, let me try one more and just make sure. So he tried it. And then we were both were like, these are garbanz. I don't know what Clay's doing right now, but
he's pulling up videos of Smirky.
They were terrible, and they got sent back. And the guy in the kitchen, we could hear him arguing with the server, whoever it was, or the maitre d. You know, I don't know why we have to comp something with, you know, the people try, you know, and was like, hey pal, you knew they were dog crap.
Why'd what an ordeal, them? Jeez.
So, anyways, after that, we were like, well,
what was wrong with them? That's what I would not like to know.
The oysters weren't shucked, okay. And then I could tell that they were just using probably oysters out of a can and putting them in a shell. There was no liquid really on these oysters, so you could tell they were kind of dried out. That's how it gave it away for us. Mm-hmm. And then the clams were fishy. We were like, this is garbage. We don't want to pay. And it was like $16 each for these appetizers. No.
Wow.
But Smirky, when he comes on, he'll go into further in depth about that. When we have him on as a, you know, when he does a review, and you can ask him all kinds of questions about that.
Okay.
So that was my birthday evening. We finished out. We went to a different restaurant.
Did you get a piece of cake?
I did not get a piece of cake. Jeez. Didn't want any cake. Trying to stay away from it. I haven't had any pop really this week either. I'm trying to. It's time.
Are you on edge?
I saw a picture of myself in the newspaper and I went, I'm fat. Time to lose some weight, sir.
Start hanging out with Ecto.
I don't have the discipline of the ectomorphine yet.
You'll have it. It's in your, you know? You guys are twins.
I get up and go to work every day. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ectomorph has time on his hands to do this kind of stuff all day long.
Listen to the slam right there.
Sorry.
You guys should fight.
See, it's funny, Mike. When you ectomorph, Mike, shout out to Mike Sarkowski, our producer.
Yes.
When you ectomorph, people get jealous.
Oh. When you're a poster boy?
And they want to start to slam you. And they want to start to put you down.
When you're a poster boy?
When you're a poster boy, these things happen.
Listen, yeah. I found a song called...
And it means it's working.
A song called Poster Boys. Poster Boys. You want to hear it?
You found a song called Poster Boys?
Yeah, here it is.
Sure.
I think it's from India.
Yeah. Absolutely. Most poster boys are from India. Can you put a vitamin water on my tab, Jamal? I'm here.
Oh, well.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Folks, this is the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Bill, a lot of chaos in Chicago Bears sports land.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know people are going nuts around here about Andy Dalton, right?
That's the song that was playing when Andy Dalton signed his contract.
Poster Boy.
That's what was playing in Ryan Pace's head after they said Russell Wilson's not coming here. He went, put Poster Boy on.
I don't
on
know. Here's the thing. There was big news tonight for the
I
Bears.
I need to think.
In his office.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, big news tonight. You know, they're releasing Kyle Fuller. Frees up about $20 million in cap space for them.
What are they going to do now? Get Jerry Rice?
Well, here's what it is. Yeah. Listen, do not rule out the fact that they're, you know, the Bears do have Dalton and Foles now, all right, which for some people could say they potentially could be number ones on other teams late in the season. You know, quarterbacks get hurt all the time.
Wait. Who would win in a fight, those two or Gorgeous and Ecto?
Oh, Gorgeous and Ecto. No question about it. Well, they're Gorgeous and Ecto are carrying firearms.
Versus Dalton and Foles.
Yeah.
Gorgeous and Ecto all day.
But I don't know. Here's what I think. I honestly think that the Bears are still in this thing for Russell Wilson. I've been reading why would you? I mean, now you have Foles and Dalton both locked in. Foles is getting paid a ton of money. Dalton's getting $10 million this year.
Now
you got $20 million there.
What are they going to do, get him for 1 year, Wilson?
No. I think what they're going to try to do is they're going to trade him to Seattle and pick up the rest of his contract and still try to be able to keep a guy like maybe a Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks. He'll give up some draft picks.
So you think there's still a trade in play?
Yes.
I do not.
But you still have no line.
Well, they're going to draft a tackle. Well, see, here's the thing. You're right.
I mean,
they want to draft a tackle. I know this. I don't know. You know, I mean, you give up 3 first-round picks, you're not going to be drafting. But you can get these guys late in rounds.
Fat guy in there.
Look, the Bears haven't had a decent draft in years. So, yeah, get a big fat guy in there. That makes sense. Isn't that what tackles are? Holy cow.
Yeah, push people around.
Yeah. I didn't know we were going to draft. We were drafting an ectomorph to play left tackle for the Bears. I don't think that's going to work out well.
Anyway, Bill, Trubisky was released, obviously.
He's a Buffalo Bill today.
He's a Buffalo Bill immediately. I think it's an extremely smart move by Buffalo.
Yeah.
We ragged on Trubisky. He was probably one of the better quarterbacks we've had here in a long time.
He's a great backup.
We're just so sick and tired in this town of stinking and not being there that the pressure's on. And
well, we're gonna stink.
And I think
this year,
maybe
if they are crap by week four, they're gonna blow this thing up. They're gonna fire Pace. They're gonna fire. I mean, you can't continue the whole season if they're 1-3, or even 2-2 going into week four. It's over.
A COVID year and be garbage and have all these crazy moves of hiring people who are at the end of their careers to play quarterback.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think. Dalton. 31 years. Is this Russell Wilson's, what, 31?
Something like that. I don't know.
Everyone's saying, oh, it's the end of his career. Tom Brady's 43, right?
Tom Brady.
44. Come on.
Has unicorn blood.
Yeah.
I understand this.
Yeah.
But Russell Wilson's also been to a Super Bowl. You know, I mean, he's considered a franchise quarterback. No one ever said that Nick Foles was a franchise quarterback.
Nick Foles!
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't rule it out. I think that the Bears... If I'm the Bears should have done it already. They should have blown the whole thing up and given anything. Any player should have been available. They should have traded their whole offense for him if they could have.
This is what you do. You fire Pace. You fire Nagy. You get Ditka in there. And you let him just take over.
The side's got LaRussa. It's not out of the realm.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Get half-drunk Ditka in there and have him pick everybody.
It might be more entertaining than what we have now. I do want to say that... The presence of social media, right, and that the noise gets louder than it ever used to be before when fans start calling for your head, right?
Sure.
So I think that the Bears have had complacency in the front office for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. And these kinds of moves used to be forgiven we were a little more lenient as fans. Now that we have all this social media presence, the fans get louder and they get angrier and angrier. It can't be ignored much longer.
Well,
the Bears, I mean... So you think that the Bears are going to still make a deal?
Here's the thing. It has been ignored. Ted Phillips is still a part of the Bears organization. This guy's outlasted Jerry Angelo. He's outlasted...
Smart stock.
At least, what, 3 GMs?
Yeah.
And they've stunk every time. 3 GMs, maybe 5 head coaches. They haven't won a Super Bowl. Why is he still around?
Right.
Somebody explain this to me. Why is he still around?
You're listening to Sports Tech.
So,
I'll get off the subject because it's kind of a sore spot with everybody. Everyone's upset about Andy Dalton. I hope he's good, you know?
Here's the deal. I feel so bad for this guy. He hasn't even set foot in the city yet, and everyone hates him.
Everybody's like, look, we got Scott Farkas playing quarterback for Christmas Story. They all attack him for being a ginger the first thing he shows up.
If he wins the Super Bowl, he'll be...
The most celebrated redhead in Chicago history.
Ever.
Maybe.
Except Scalabrini.
Yeah.
He was on the Bulls.
I forgot about Scalabrini. The White Mamba, right?
Yeah. but the one thing, there was some information released today that apparently Pace considered trading Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks.
Well, wait, Mike just made a great point. Bozo's the most celebrated redhead in Chicago history.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
That's hard to top.
It's hard to top Bozo.
It's hard to top Bozo.
You're a real Bozo. Are you insulting my intellect? No, your hair. You're like Bozo. You got red hair. Bozo. Now hike the ball, Bozo, and score. And win us a Super Bowl. Got it, Bozo?
Actually, if I was Dalton, I wouldn't have Dalton on the back of my jersey. I would just put Bozo, too.
It's a great license plate.
Mr. Bozo.
Mr. Bozo.
That's his DJ name.
Right.
Dalton, the DJ on the weekends.
Right, Andy Dalton. Tonight at Level, Mr. Bozo.
I love that we always say Level, which has been out of business for 15 years.
We'll start naming other clubs that have been out of Bottled Blonde. Bozo will be at Bottled Blonde.
I couldn't tell you the name of
Excalibur.
Club.
Right.
Red No 5.
Well, there you go. Yeah. what I was saying was it came out in some gossip column, sports gossip, right, that Khalil Mack was on the table and offered to Seattle for Russell Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that Akeem Hicks was part of that deal as well. Here's my thought. If we don't make a trade now, you just disenfranchise two of our best players, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be in their head now that the Bears are not loyal to them and that they're willing to trade them away for a 32-year-old quarterback.
I got news for you. Akeem Hicks He had a decent year last year, even though he was injured the previous year, and it took him a while to come back a little bit earlier in the beginning of the season. Khalil Mack had a down year last year.
You're listening to sports.
Now. Very bad, you know. Eddie Goldman is coming back. Thank you, Mike. They just Mario Edwards Jr., they just re-signed him. The defense will be strong.
Bill, what's the record this year coming up, 2021 season? Go.
With Andy Dalton as your quarterback?
Yeah, with Dalton. Go.
Spark, 7-11.
7-11, like the convenience store. I like that. Yeah. Go ahead.
And they don't go to the playoffs.
No playoffs, huh?
Nope.
I'm going to say 10-7.
We're making predictions, and it's freaking. They wouldn't even, the draft hasn't even happened yet.
I'm going to say pathetic 4-14.
Oh. Well, wow. 4-14, they're going to burn the city down.
Is there 18 games?
18 games. 7-11. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I said 7-11. Excuse me. 5-11. Okay.
16 games, sure. 3-13. God bless.
11 losses. Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But Dalton, come on. You might see him at Planet Fitness trying to figure it out.
You might. That'd be awesome if I saw Dalton at Planet Fitness.
Hey, Andy.
Well, the big, I like, you know, pain don't hurt.
What would you say?
Pain don't hurt. Everyone, you know.
Are you a poster boy too?
Right. Hey, you're a poster boy like me. Can you spot me?
You take a picture of me with my shirt off?
Right.
Progress photo?
Don't they call you Dalton? I'm Patty. Nice to meet you. Can you pass me the 25?
Wait, Dalton's from...
Dalton's from Roadhouse, man.
Yes, thank you.
It's Patrick Swayze's iconic Roadhouse role.
Sure.
Pain don't hurt.
You should say, don't they call you Dalton? Well, I'm Swayze.
Right. Ooh, Dalton and Swayze. Gym buddies.
A lot of duos today.
Yeah. Well, show. It's all about duos.
It is all
when
about
you're
duos.
A poster boy. Oh, man. Let's take a break. Hooli's Hooli returns after this.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
on the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue. Only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Welcome back, Hoolies. Go to the Cork and Kerry. They've been so great to us.
Yes, they have.
We went to the Emerald Society party last Saturday. It was pretty awesome to see all the law enforcement community show up there, the bagpipers as well. They had their own private party, and they were nice enough to invite us.
Very nice.
Awesome. You know, they all had their whites, and they had their kilts on with their police uniform tops on, and then the whole place was packed, you know, and they gave a nice talk to each other, and then they played, and it was pretty awesome to be a part of that.
For sure.
So thank you to Jeff Lang for the invite and letting us be a part of that. That was awesome. Yes. And the Cork had that. That was at the Cork at the Park, and then the Cork has our show out in Beverly as well, so... A lot of fun, a lot of cool. Dave Portnoy's been in town. I think Cork and Kerry, who did get the Barstool Fund, they were kind of like hoping, like, where is this guy? Is he going to show up?
Yeah.
Because he did show up at one of the other.
He's getting a lot of blowback.
He's getting a lot of blowback from not. He's doing a lot of pizza reviews in Chicago, and he's not digging it. He's not digging the Chicago tavern style.
No, and then the one that he said was amazing is a place up here.
In Skokie, I saw the review. He gave it a 7.8.
Yeah, and people are like losing their minds over it because it's horrible, supposedly. I won't say the place.
But. Okay.
Yeah, well, everybody's waiting for the Vito and Nick's review. He should do Fox's, man. Fox's is a top notch as well, and that's been thrown in the discussions. So,
Do Buns.
He should do Buns in Tampa if he ever gets down there.
Yeah.
You should also do Bertolli's.
Yep, or Pizza Boy in Edison Park.
Yeah, speaking of Bertolli, Carlo opened his own place, Carlo Bertolli, Pizza Boy.
We shouted them out last week.
Yeah, good stuff. Get in there.
So, yeah, that's been that was kind of the buzz when I was at the Cork. Like, they were kind of wondering if Fortnite was going to walk drop in. Yeah. Speaking of bars and booze, I'll just go, this is from Too Much Zuck real quick.
TMZ.
I talked about this a couple weeks ago. I spoke of it. Kendall Jenner, you know she is.
Sure.
Oh, she's hot. Yes,
she's a poster girl.
She is indeed.
She's got a tequila.
Yes, we've talked about this.
Yeah, what's it called again? Angel Dust?
It's called Angel Dust. Yes.
Angel Dust tequila.
But this is from Too Much Zuck, and it's Kendall Jenner. Tequila makes me destructive. Drunken fun with Kylie! Exclamation point. This is celebrated, folks. Kendall Jenner's got a wild side when she gets drunk, and tequila will make her destroy everything in sight.
Mm.
Kendall and Kylie got wasted together on KJ's new tequila line and tried to do each other's makeup. Cute. And Kendall's destructive side came out to play when she was several shots deep.
Oh. Gross.
You gotta see the video. Kyle foreshadows what's about to happen, then Kendall almost breaks their shot glasses before smashing through the video backdrop with her fists of fury. Isn't this cute? It's pretty funny seeing the sisters get drunk together on camera. It's kind of Kylie's thing. She did a similar drunken makeup video with Khloe Kardashian, but Kendall Jenner takes it to a whole new level.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Will these people ever just go away?
Yeah, just leave.
This is insane. Yeah, all right,
just go.
Like Paris Hilton, even
if anybody
away.
Else made a video,
Paris
of themselves,
Hilton did disappear for a while.
Yeah, she's smart.
Yeah. Well,
nobody ever said that. Right.
How would this go off? All right, if two girls from Ireland just did like 30 shots of Jameson on camera and then promoted it and got smashed and broke everything, would they be celebrated this way? The people would say this is
what
this
if it was
insane.
Princess Kate and Markle?
Harry?
Markle.
Markle and Kate get hammered?
Yeah, Markle and Middleton. There's another duo.
Absolutely. Markle and Middleton.
Markle and Middleton versus Gorgeous and Ecto. That's the final fight of the movie.
Drunk, that's the series finale.
Drunk princesses versus Gorgeous and Ecto.
Gorgeous and Ecto win all day.
They're in full knight armor.
Yes, they are. Drinking shots.
Drinking angel dust tequila.
Yeah.
Is it called angel dust?
Pardon me, bartender. Couple of shots of angel dust. It's me, Ectomorph.
It's like Goldschlager.
Gorgeous,
like,
in the bathroom.
It's got stuff floating in it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the new angel dust?
If you had...
Is the tequila really called angel dust?
No,
Bill.
Oh, thank you. What is it called?
He's like, in today's
society. What is it called?
It doesn't say what it's called.
Okay,
anymore.
But we did Kendall's. Discuss this in the past, so we know that we've said the name before. That's why I was wondering if it's in the article or not. Boy.
Bill's thinking to himself, am I going to be selling angel dust? Can I make any money off this? Kylie's angel dust?
Bill's got an angel dust.
818. Thank you, Mike. 818 tequila.
It's called 818.
Right. I got angel dust tote bags.
Make sure
for
to
you
pour
guys.
It down the drain when you see it. Yeah.
What I was getting at is, like, I don't know. As a father, I get, like, angry at this stuff now, watching these chicks get hammered.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, hey, we're going to make a TikTok of us getting hammered now. And I'm like, this is destroying the minds of young women.
Alcohol, like, destroys
lives. Because I have a young adolescent daughter who will watch this and be like, that's cool. You know? And I'll be like, you know what? That's butthole. I don't like any
that
of
that. Ain't cool.
Right.
You know what's cool? Jumping stuff.
What?
And get a dirt bike and jump something.
Oh. That could have gone way the other way. Getting drunk's not cool. Jumping stuff's cool.
Yeah.
Like dirt bikes. You know?
You know what you should do in Gorgeous and Ectomorph in this series?
Yes, producer Bill.
You should have a picture of the Jenners on Gorgeous's desk in, like, the precinct.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Ectomorph always comes in and throws a dart at it.
Absolutely.
When he was like, a great idea.
We're shooting it in the same set they shot NYPD Blue.
No, Barney Miller. It's the same set as Barney Miller.
We'll have several sets.
Clay, you had a song you wanted to
Gorgeous
play.
Gorgeous's house is Fred Sanford's house.
It's got dentures all over the apartment.
Never mind the mess.
Right. Move those dentures. Those are the 84 dentures of the 92 until I got the implants. Everything's gorgeous.
He's got all his dentures on his mantle.
His old ones.
Yeah. Sorry, what were you saying?
I don't know.
I said you had a song you wanted to play.
Yes, for you, Patty.
All right.
Because
who
you're
is
becoming
it?
A new man.
Who
you had
listening?
Veins popping out of your biceps.
I did.
You know what that means.
What?
You're morphing.
Too much angel dust.
You don't even know yourself anymore.
No, I don't. I don't know myself anymore.
Well, the Who knows who you are.
All right, here's the Who doing it. We'll be right back.
If you try once in a while.
Thank you. And well, this is once in a while, right? This is the only time I've ever tried to change my physique.
Changing my physique.
That was The Who.
Yes.
Thank you, Clay, for that pick. Hey, little news here about our pal Nathan Apodaca.
You know, that's Dogface.
That's the Dogface skate
guy. Yeah, is he
okay? We've talked about him
quite a bit. He just got carjacked, no?
He got carjacked. This guy's got great publicist behind him.
Well, getting carjacked is good publicity?
Well, maybe he staged it. No, you know, he's in the news all the time. Now he's in the news for this. Fleetwood Mac skateboarder. That's what they call him now. You know? Hey, remember the Fleetwood Mac skateboarder? Yes, I do. Sure. Him? Well, he's selling OG viral vid as an NFT. Never heard of that. With one major catch. The video scene around the world of a guy cruising on his skateboard and swinging Ocean Spray to Fleetwood Mac can officially and digitally be yours if you've got the dough and if you're willing to do one without the other major component. All right. Okay. The guy who kicked off the dreams trend is a Nathan Apodaca, a.k.a. Dogface.
Oh, yeah.
And his manager tells us he's hawking his original 23-second-long clip as a non-fundable token. That's an NFT.
Yes. Do you know about those?
No. On Rarible.com beginning Friday morning, and he's opening the bids at $500K minimum.
Yeah.
Here's the catch. Nathan's video will be without the Fleetwood Mac song. That's now sort of the anthem to the video. He does not have the rights to sell that, so we'll just feature this original sound he shot on his iPhone, which I'm sure is awkward and weird, right?
Yeah.
You know? Still, if you want the footage all for yourself, that's essentially what's up for grabs here. And remember, NFTs are inherently valuable by nature. They're one-of-a-kind assets that no one else has, so while a half a mil sound line might sound like a lot, it could be worth the investment. I've never heard of these NFTs before, Clay. Nathan partnered with CryptoCake to sell his NFT.
Yeah, so NFTs are like the new hot trend. It's like, they're almost like, it's hard to explain. They're like digital cards that you buy.
Okay.
That are not like, it's not like a picture like Don Mattingly, but it's like the moment that Kirk Gibson hit that home run.
Right.
You buy like the moment. So you bid for it, and then you own
the raw digital footage. That
you own that moment, yeah.
Okay.
So then you profit off it, and you can resell it, and it become, you know.
This is insane. What a weird thing. That's like selling, like, it's like basically a piece of data that you're like, this is rare data, and wow, rare data. You got, hey, you got any rare data?
But there's NFT art that's selling for like $20 million. It's like Sotheby's is having it at their auctions. It's crazy.
Oh, wow. I have no idea. This is all news to me.
Now, is some of your artwork NFT'd yet?
No, mine's all okay. To hang it on your wall.
Yeah.
So wait, does it, when it's NFT, does it mean that it's never been digitally reproduced? It's just, it can't be digitally reproduced? Is that what that means? Like, or does it have just some sort of code underneath it that says this is the original? Do you know what I mean by that, Clay?
Yeah, it's no, it can't be reproduced.
Okay. So if I create a piece of art and I save it,
it's
as
like,
a file.
Look at it this way. Like, there's the Mona Lisa.
Right.
I could go home and make a Mona Lisa that's pretty close,
mm-hmm.
but it's still not the Mona Lisa.
Sure.
So you'll own the Mona Lisa.
Got it.
So other people can take the video, alter it, whatever, blah, 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 but you have the original moment.
The original file.
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting. It's a weird thing, man. Ask for why he's doing this. Apodaca said that, you know, he wants...
Because nobody's going to care in 10 years, that's why.
Well, we're told the aftermath of him posting this video, which has amassed tens of millions of views between TikTok and Instagram, has been more than good to him, obviously. We're talking about him. This guy became a star and a pop culture, like, icon.
For 20 seconds, riding a longboard.
And he's raked in big-time cash and merch and sponsorship deals, and he wants to spread the love by offering this clip to keep the good vibes going.
Okay.
Sure he does.
Okay.
You think he's out of dough? You think Apodaca spent the money?
I don't know.
He's got endless flow.
We know what you're thinking. He does it. Apodaca, he's got endless flow. That's what his old warehouse manager used to say.
I'll read the definition of NFT real quick for you.
Go.
NFT stands for non-fungible token, a digital token that's a type of cryptocurrency, much like Bitcoin or Ethereum. But unlike a standard coin in the Bitcoin blockchain, an NFT is unique and can't be exchanged like for like, hence non-fungible.
Mm.
So it makes an NFT more special than a run-of-the-mill crypto coin.
Got okay. it. Interesting. Well,
I still don't understand.
Nate, you don't, Mr. Flint? I died before I could make any dirty
Essentially,
NFTs.
It's like owning the copyright to something that happened within a moment, right?
Right.
NFTs can represent digital files such as art, audio, video, and other forms of creative work. While the digital files themselves are infinitely reproducible, the NFTs representing them are tracked on their underlying blockchains and provide buyers with proof of ownership.
Okay.
Thank you. That makes sense to everybody, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think we could do an NFT for the show? What do you think we could get for that?
Maybe a couple of...
If Apodaca wants $500,000 for his, we got to get a few million.
Are you ready for this? Real quick?
Yeah.
Digital artwork by Beeple, who I've never heard of,
mm-hmm.
sold for $69
million. Wow.
Yeah, right.
By who? Beeple?
Yeah, Beeple.
You got any Beeple in the house? Oh, he's got an original digital Beeple.
You got any sound guy?
I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel by buying a Beeple or anything. You know what I mean?
It's an original Beeple.
Right. Let me hold on. Let me open the file. It's an original Beeple. I got to open my computer first. Well, Apodaca says he plans to buy his folks a home with the proceeds.
I wish him the best. Yeah. He'll be playing shortstop for the Padres next year.
Wouldn't that be a thing?
It'd be great.
Yeah, they're getting rid of Fernando Tatis and they're signing Apodaca.
If we're picking up Dalton, anything's possible.
Yeah. Anything is possible. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, and I know that maybe you have, it's pretty insane. Clay, welcome back. We missed you last week. It's glad to have you back.
Thank you.
I do want to thank our sponsors again. Fox's Beverly Pizza, the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub.
Yes.
Guinness Irish Stout, Flood Brothers Disposal.
Yes.
Remind our listeners again, if you do like the program, you can go to HibernianRadio.org and find archives there. Or you can go to iTunes and find us there and search the internet. We're on iHeartRadio, and we're also streaming on Global Irish Radio.
That's right.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere. Until next week.
See you later.
Bye.